Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Yes, we can remake the world. What you're listening to is our brother Wilmore Siddiqui in the background. May Allah continue to bless him. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum and good morning and welcome to the Monday morning programming right here on American Muslim 360. This is the Upload Life. My name is William Kareem, and inshallah, we will have an exciting program for you this morning. We're going to be addressing some issues as far as the Upload Life is concerned, and it has a lot to do with the time that we're basically living in, and the time that we're living in is a time of, you know, constantly changing and developing technology. And this technology that we're talking about is man-made technology. And we just want to be able to keep up with it. We want to be able to, you know, as the technology continues to progress, I don't want to say evolve. I want to say as it continues to progress, because Allah is the evolver. You know, our Lord is the evolver. So I don't want to equate technology's advancements with evolution. It's like saying there's a connection between a bacteria and a virus. They're totally different. A bacteria can evolve, a virus can't. doesn't evolve. But that's, you know, talking on the physical sense. I'm trying to make a technological comparison. Technology advances, a law evolves, takes from one stage to another. And you could, you know, a lot of times as Americans and speaking the English language, we kind of equate terms with that are really out of context with each other. And I would just say to you that we should not equate the evolution with advancement in technology. And they're totally different. What man does is not an evolution. It is advancements, you know, that happen in technology. And we're talking about from the time of the wheel. You know, if man makes something, in other words, if man makes something, it's not evolution. He's advancing. So, you know, he finds a wheel and then he advances the idea of the wheel. You know, so there was a phone and, you know, just a bell telephone, and we had a bell telephone that ran through wires, but he advanced it. He didn't evolve it. He advanced it. He advanced he advanced the technology and was able to take the electromagnetic field and embrace it and then advance it on higher levels. So when we're talking about the evolution of technology, I think this is really important. It's just important to have the words right so that they're understood right, and that we don't equate man's ability with Allah's ability. That's the big point that we want to make. We don't equate man's ability to advance things with Allah's ability to evolve. And I'm going to give you we're going to start off with a surah from the Quran. And this is one of my favorite surahs because this is a surah that really taught me a lot, especially as far as the idea of music. It taught me a lot about it. This is Surah 7, verse 54. And it says, "Your guardian Lord is Allah, who created," very important word, "the heavens and the earth in 6 days," or it says 6 days, but again, it's important that we equate it, right? Who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, or I think that the way that we should say it, in six levels, on six different patterns, at six different times. They use days, but, you know, see, that's the other thing. You know, see, when you use the word days, we know what a day is. A day is 24 hours. So why would you translate what Allah did in 6 days? And then, you know, I know what most people say. Oh, well, you know, Allah can do anything he wants to do. Oh, but a day in the life of Allah is not like the day of a human being. So in order for us to understand it, we should basically, I would recommend that we don't equate it on the basis of days, that we equate it on the basis of evolutionary cycles. That, you know, there were six evolutionary cycles. And, you know, in the Bible, it says, you know, and Allah created, you know, in 6 days, and on the seventh day he rested. Okay? So this, again, we're equating the creator of the heavens and the earth and what he does in 6 days. Because you and I know, here it is, you wasn't, as a human being, you wasn't created in 6 days. When you was in your mother's stomach, it took 9 months. It took 9 months. Allah did it in 6 days. And you know that as the seasons go through, one and another, it takes, what, from from summer takes what, June, July, August. It takes 90 days of summer. And then there's that transition that happens into fall. And then that's another 90 days. And then, you know, from that, it takes another 90 days. So what we start talking about is it takes 90 days for summer, 90 days for fall, 90 days for winter, 90 days for spring. And so this is the complete rotation around the sun for 365 days for it to get to, for the earth to spend 24 hours and to get around the sun. So here it is, this great creation that we live in. We're going to say that Allah did it in 6 days? No, that doesn't you know, make sense. But you know, but we should understand it. So I'm just going in a little bit. So who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and is firmly established on the throne of authority? Allah is firmly established on the throne of authority, as He is the Rabb, the one who evolves from one situation to another. Here it is, as human beings, we are continuously evolving. You know, from, they say that as a human being, we evolve from a baby, you know, into, you know, a young person, and then, you know, there's a youth stage, and then there's a young adult stage, and then, you know, there's a mature stage, and then, you know, there's an elderly stage. Oh, you got, you're at over 65, there's an elderly stage. So we have to understand the evolution that Allah does in His creation is totally different from the advancements that humans make in technology, because humans with technology, they make advancements in technology just like this. I mean, over and over and over. I mean, they just come at a rapid rate. And this is what we want to be talking about today. We want to talk about this rapid rapid advancement that happens in the upload, like the social media life. But let me just finish this surah that I'm reading from Surah 7, verse 54. Your guardian Lord is Allah, who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and is firmly established on the throne of authority as far as His creation is concerned. He draweth the night as a veil o'er the day, and each seeking the other in rapid succession. So He draweth the night as a veil over the day. That's what we was talking about. So it's 12 hours of sunlight and 12 hours of night. So, you know, the earth is, it takes 24 hours approximately for the earth to spin one time. He draweth the night. He draweth the day. No, He draweth the night as a veil over the day. So, and that takes 12 hours for that to happen, for Allah to draw the night as a veil over the day. Each seeking the other in rapid succession. So it's day, and then night, and then day, and then night, and then day, and then night. That is, you know, the rhythm of Allah's creation. That's why it says seeking the other in rapid succession, day, night, day, night. He created the sun, the moon, and the stars, all governed by laws under His command. So that's what we're talking about, laws under Allah's command. Is it not His to create? That's the question that is asking himself. Is it not His to create and to govern? So yeah, Allah made all this, and is it not His? This creation is not His to create and govern? Blessed be Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the world. Now, let us transition and talk about the human being and his advancements in technology. Now, the human being in his advancement in technology, we're in a circumstance, a situation, especially today, where they're talking about artificial intelligence and et cetera, et cetera. But today what we want to focus on is the addiction, how the human being has got other human beings hooked. Other human beings are hooked on what? Now, we're not talking about they're hooked on alcohol, as it was at one time. Human beings got hooked on alcohol. We're not talking about human beings getting hooked on food. You know, we always that. But, you know, human beings get hooked on food that's not good for them. You know, eating pork. I got to eat my bacon. I got to eat my pork bacon. I got to get my pork chops. And they just kept on going with it. We're not talking about that, though. We're not talking about the various addictions that can happen as far as food is concerned. We're not talking about the various social addictions that would happen as far as interactions with other human beings. You know, I'm hooked on basketball. I'm hooked on phonics. We're not talking about that. Today, what we're talking about is the addiction of being hooked on your cell phone.
Left to our own devices.
You are constantly engaged. Click on that Twitter queue or your email.
But how much control do we really have?
It's just addictive, yeah.
Playing all those apps.
He seems to prefer being on his tablet over everything else.
Or maybe they're playing us.
They're all in a technological arms race to keep you there the longest.
It is a real-world experiment, and no one's figured out the risks of all those rewards. This is your marketplace. We've all seen them, maybe even been them. People glued to their phones, walking, not watching. Whoa.
We offer a service here in Canada.
Almost three-quarters of us own one.
And I just help you guys as you're walking and texting. Go ahead. You can just keep your head down, and I'll clear the path. Watch out, folks. Thanks.
This guy? He's really into his phone. We follow him for 30 seconds.
Never noticed.
Our average daily use? Almost 3 hours.
I can help clear the crowds for you.
They're taking over our lives like nothing before.
You go ahead. You finish that message. I'll keep the path clear for you. Did you ever think smartphones would get to this point?
No. I definitely would never have thought that I would need my phone so much. I needed the keyword, not smart.
You good?
Yeah.
All right. Enjoy your day.
For now, I'm leading them. But where is all of this leading us?
What if you forgot your phone at home?
That's the big issue for the day. That's a stress.
How did we get so hooked?
That's my whole life right here. If I lose my phone,
I don't know where I'd be.
Now laugh about it, but it's part of a plan you didn't even know you signed up for.
Sometimes I catch myself about the text and like, oh, what am I doing? This is so stupid.
Why is that? Why do we have to?
I don't know. That's a great question.
Okay, we're going to try to answer it. Good to meet you.
Good to meet you, too.
I wasn't going to take your phone.
Yeah, I was about to take your phone.
This is World Report.
It's been 10 years since the first iPhone went on sale, and now it's the norm to have the internet, social media, and countless apps in the palm of your hand.
As someone who covers this stuff, you'd think I'd know better.
You are constantly engaged. Click on that Twitter queue or your email, the pressure to kind of go back and forth. I don't drink coffee, but I do have an addiction, and here it is. It's ringing, actually. Hello?
Yep, this is a real call.
Hello?
It's my wife.
I'm doing a talk for Marketplace right now about how much I am on my phone. You want to take a guess? It's not 24 hours a day. That's not possible.
We found a family in Guelph, Ontario, is willing to do more than guess.
There's an app that we're going to get you to put on your phone.
But worried about what we'll find.
I'm scared to find out for me and for him. And for him.
He's like really playing games as we speak.
I just feel like I'm going to look like a bad mother.
Our family has agreed to let us track their devices over the next 2 months using an app called Moment.
Can you guys download it? You've already found it, Mark.
Yep.
You've got it. You're downloading.
It measures how often they're on their phones.
We agree you're not going to pee, right? Agree?
Yeah.
Agree?
What they're using them for.
Wait, do you want it to send me notifications
And how long they're at it.
What we can't see is your text. We can't see your photos. We can't see anything like that. Right?
We're always on the girls, and if our usage is way higher than theirs,
yeah,
we're gonna be
that will be interesting.
I feel like I'm using the phone for silly things. I just feel guilty about it. I don't know why.
Okay. I'd be willing to bet your family, all of you, aren't any different from my family, aren't any different from that family, mm-hmm. or people on the other side of the country. But we're trying to do something. We're trying to actually learn something.
Right.
But we're not the only ones tracking these guys. Down here in California, there's a whole industry that's keeping tabs on how all of us use our phones, so they can try to make us use them more. Ramsey Brown knows all about it. He does it for a living.
Now, what is it you do here at Dopamine Labs?
Yeah, so we use AI and neuroscience to help apps become more engaging and persuasive.
In other words, more addictive.
So this is what our AI is figuring out, how to personalize for every person uniquely, whether that's the extra 10 points, the good job, the high five, the congrats.
Ramsey says the secret lies in giving our brains pleasure.
It's not an accident. It's a conscious design decision. We're really living in this new era that we're not just designing software anymore. We're designing minds.
Okay, now that freaks me out. So there's all this manipulation. I mean, the game is getting my attention.
Yeah, it's so valuable. The biggest tech firms in the world now are figuring out what they can do to continuously juice people. For them, a doubling in the amount of time someone's spending on their platform can translate to a doubling of revenue. And if you can do that in just a few lines of code, it's a no-brainer for them.
A no-brainer that plays with our brains using a method called variable rewards. You're never sure what you'll get, and that's what makes it so compulsive.
You're using these apps that are designed to keep you on the hook. It's not every single time that they're going to be paying out, giving you those likes, giving you those thumbs up.
Facebook loves giving variable rewards, and it works. We now spend nearly an hour on Facebook every day, 25% more than we did just 2 years ago. In that same time, our overall smartphone use has shot up more than an hour and a half a day.
Grab your glove, ladies.
Take a look at Mark, the dad we're tracking. He's a softball coach and a sports junkie who likes his fix.
I get an alert, somebody's been traded, I gotta go check, I look, I read three or four other stories. It kind of lures you in.
Before you know it, hours have passed.
Tanya confesses something else, too.
If I'm watching a TV show, I might be on my phone just scrolling, and by the time the TV show's done, I have no idea what the show is about.
She's talking about Facebook and a phenomenon known as the infinite scroll. It traps you in an endless stream of content, of shares, likes, thumbs up.
I'll just look at it just for something to do, and it makes me happy.
I'm making an animation.
Her son Jackson's never far from his device either.
Wake up, eat breakfast, Samsung, go to school.
He's been wired up for half his life, and he's only 8.
And then after school?
Samsung, eat before I go to bed because I'm hungry. Samsung, go to bed, good night. Sleep like a sheep.
One of Jackson's favorite apps, Musical.ly. Like many apps, Musical.ly's free. You're supposed to be 13 to sign up, but it is easy for anyone to join. And kids Jackson's age love it. Because, like kids of all ages these days, it's all about the followers.
On Musical.ly, I have over 1,000.
Over 1,000, wow. And what does that mean to have that many people?
I feel really happy when I go on it.
And you want to be followed by more people.
Yeah.
Think about it. The two biggest creators of this technology didn't let their own kids have access to their revolutionary devices. What did they see coming
that the rest of us don't? It's a question that people like Lisa Pont are trying to answer.
People are showing up at our door saying, hey, this is really having a negative impact on our life, and so we're starting from there.
She's a social worker at Toronto's Center for Addiction and Mental Health.
Is it addiction? Is it compulsive behavior? What is it?
Research is starting to show that technology has an impact on memory, concentration, mood, so anxiety and depression. It has an impact on sleep.
Peace be with you and welcome to Positive Solutions to Critical Issues, hosted by yours truly, Dr. Jamal Rashid and Instructor Henry Hasid. This program is sociologically as well as psychologically inclined, with Fitler as its base. We examine the root seed to multiple effects that impact our holistic daily lives. So tune in each and every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 Eastern Standard Time here on American Muslim 360. Thank you and have a pleasant day.
And use Islam too, you know. Allah is the creator of the heavens and the earth. They'll just write that in a post, and then you see that and you write on and you press like, oh wow. So the person who wrote it, Allah is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Then you'll come back, or he or she will come back. The person who posted will come back and see, well, how many people have liked this? How many people have given me a thumbs up? How many people have written a response to that? And so you say, Allah is the creator of the heavens and earth. And then they allow you to make a comment. And then you make a comment and say, Alhamdulillah. Well, I got somebody said Alhamdulillah. And then somebody might go on and just say, you know, 100% correct. Or somebody will come on the post and say, yeah, Allah is the creator of the heavens and the earth because, you know, like he is the one that created creation. I'm just making this stuff up anyway. But just various ways that you can interact with this post. And the interactions that you have is a dopamine for the person who wrote it, because they're continuously checking their phone and going on their app and saying, well, let me see who responded. And it's gotten to the point today where a person that you write the post, person writes the post, you know, Allah is the creator of the heavens and earth, you know, you post it, boom. And then what happens is whenever somebody responds to your post, they will send you a message. Hey, you know, somebody has responded to your post. And then you, oh, somebody just responded. Oh, let me go and check the post again. So you go and check this post that you wrote, Allah's created and heavens and earth, to see. And it says, Jeffrey McGillicuddy liked your post. You know, he pressed the thumbs up button. Or Susie Farahan Mujahid, you know, she wrote a comment. Right on, brother. So every time somebody responds to your post, they will go ahead and contact you. Hey, somebody contact. Reply to your post, and then you are, ooh, let me go. This is a dopamine. You know, somebody responded. And so there are many other ways that happens, you know, because the responses, you'll get alert, you know, and especially as far as money is concerned. I'm not only talking about social media, but as far as making money is concerned, it's the same thing. You know, you can download an app that you can follow the stock market, and whenever one of the stocks have gone up, it will it will respond, hey, Coca-Cola just went up. Ooh, let me see how much Coca-Cola has went up. And so you respond. And because, you know, the Coca-Cola has gone up and made you some money, you know, that's a dopamine pleasure. That's a feeling of pleasure and satisfaction and motivation that has happened. The other part is, as the young man was saying, that, you know, and we're talking about children, you know, how should we look at this as far as children is concerned? That is the question that we should ask also, because we're talking about social media, and with the pioneers, it's not necessarily a connection, social media, but it's definitely something that affects our children. So, you know, what are we supposed to do with that? Or do we even know what our children are watching on social media? Do we know? I was at a family event recently, and we were taking some pictures, and I told, a couple of my grandkids, yeah, come on over here and get in the picture. I want to take a picture of you. No, I don't want to be in the picture. Why not? I just don't want to be in the picture. Because they were glued to their cell phone. What it was that they were involved in on the cell phone was probably more satisfactory than the satisfaction they would have gotten from taking a picture. So I had to, of course, I had to, you know, use a little persuasion. Look, Grandpa, I don't ask you for much, but I'm asking you to get in this picture. And so reluctantly they got in the picture, you know, and you could see by the scowl that was on their face that it was all right, you want me to get in the picture? All right, let me get in the picture. It's not an enjoyable thing. I'm not getting any dopamine, any pleasure from this. I'm just doing it because you told me to do it, kind of thing. And that was the expression that was on the face. So I'm going to relate this also to the idea of how do we get back connected to what Allah created. Because our children should be connected and get a dopamine from what Allah creates. But do they? When you say, your guardian Lord is Allah who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days and is firmly established on the throne of Zari, he created the sun, moon, and the stars. The sun, and he created the moon, the stars, and that's firmly under his authority. So what do they? What's the dopamine in that? Is there dopamine in that? Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. Allah did that. And then in the Quran, it also talks about and he laid out the earth for you. You know, with its mountains and pillars. You know that. You know and clouds and you know that are in the sky. And you know, Allah, allowed the herbs and the spices and the grapes and everything to grow, you know, similar in kind but different in variety. Is that a dopamine? Is that a feeling of pleasure? Is that a feeling of satisfaction and motivation for the children? The grapes. That you bought at the store, they come to the table. And they just, they eat them. But is there some kind of pleasure that's more than just the taste? Is there a taste and appreciation that Allah was the one that allowed these grapes? That Allah was the one who created the grapes and the potatoes, you know, and the cattle that the beef comes from. When they go ahead and eat beef burgers, the lettuce and tomatoes that's on the sandwich, is there some appreciation for that? Is there a dopamine other than the taste buds? And is there appreciation for the creator of the heavens and the earth that did it? Or is there more appreciation that is coming from these social media sites that give them pleasure by giving them likes, followers, alerts? Hey, you know, you got another friend. Someone is requesting that to follow you. Ooh, I got another follower. So these are the things that we have to, this is the issue that we have to deal with as far as the social media is concerned. And the whole idea is that sometimes you just, this is where I find myself. I just have to sometimes turn off social media altogether. Television, cell phone, everything, and just sit and look out the window. Or just sit and just listen to music. Or sit and just listen to the Quran. Just sit and just without doing anything else, not thinking about, well, let me see what's in the refrigerator, not thinking about, well, let me see who's, how many, did somebody respond to my post? My phone says, bing, you got somebody else who wants to confirm, wants to follow you, that I'm not going to even respond to it. You get a telephone call, and these people call you, you know, all over the place. Hey, well, these people don't know me. They just got your telephone number. But someone is calling you. Ooh, let me see who it is. You know, dog, you don't even recognize the telephone number, but you answer the phone anyway. Hello? Hey, listen, you know, what about your 2019 Honda Accord? Would you like to, you know, your warranty is expired on that. Would you be interested in Car Shield, you know, to keep the warranty on your vehicle just in case something goes wrong? Sorry, miss, I don't have a 2019 Honda. Thank you. But they got a little bit of information on you. They know that you got a car. That's a 2019 Honda. And they know your name. They know your name. They know your telephone number. So this is the advantage that people are using for you. But sometimes, brothers and sisters, I say this to say that, you know, sometimes it's best not to just not to be on it at all. So we're going to take a little break, and what we're going to do is open up this telephone line, 636-980. Assalamu alaikum. Your microphone is open. 636-980. Your microphone is open. Are you on mute? Okay, 636-980, maybe you just press 1 by mistake. 636-980, I appreciate if you press 1 and come off the queue. Let me go to another telephone call. This is 727-741. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the show, Sister Martin Williams.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so very much. Actually, we press our 1. I can't even get my words out. Greetings of peace to everyone. Maybe that's it. We pressed 1 because when you came back from PSA, you were on mute. But we took care of it. Alhamdulillah. But in light of what you were saying, your middle, I know we all know the technical part that we do when we are doing, we go over to PSAs, right? So it's a wonderful thing.
Man.
And that, and we're talking about social media, right? Attributes of it. But yes, in light of finding that peaceful moment away from what we consider stress and our concentration on things, and then moving on into another dimension of what am I going to do tomorrow, how do you project the thinking into tomorrow if you're strapped with the right now and looking at, oh, did anybody like me? Did anybody on Facebook, or did anybody do that or that? And maintain your daily routines and not be stressed because you have that, you're entertaining that. And I give you one quick example. There was a patient in the hospital who was told if they remove the catheter, now the concentration is on the theme, if they remove the catheter, then you have to produce urine. Forgive me, everyone. You have to produce in 6 hours. That patient concentrated on the 6 hours. The nervous system wouldn't let them produce until they were told to relax, think about something else, and they were given something else to think on in a conversation, and lo and behold, they produced. What an
wow.
They were really, really happy. So likewise with our attention to something, our neurotic self won't allow us to go into the future in, with a clear, open mind and a clear, open, you know, suspect of what we can do. Alhamdulillah. I'll stop right there. Thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, and thank you, Sister Martinella Williams, for that, Abdullah, for that commentary, which was very important, because what happens as far as social media is concerned, that you can, all you have to do is just sit down on the chair or couch or wherever, and you can be on social media for an hour go past, and you won't even realize it. Oh, what? There have been times where I've been on social media and the prayer came in, and I'll be like, oh wow, it's time to make prayer. And of course, that can be a challenge. It's not a challenge for me, but it can be a challenge, because what winds up happening is they will, oh, prayer is in, and then you recognize it. He said, yeah, but I'm going to do it in a minute, but let me finish watching this, or let me finish. But what about the children when the prayer comes in? That's the real challenge. What happens with the children when prayer comes in? And again, I was down at, visiting family, and it was time for prayer. And we were conversating and all the rest of that. And it was time for prayer. I said, hey, you know, I've just gotten to the point where, you know, I can basically say now in my life that I can say, hey, it's time for prayer. And, you know, go get voodoo and then call the Adon and kind of wait. I'm kind of waiting for the rest of them to, you know, make their voodoo and come. And then they said, my daughter said, well, your dad, you know, you go ahead and start the prayer, and then they'll join in. I said, okay. So that's what I did. And everybody didn't come to the prayer either. Not everybody. But the those that came, you know, that winds up being the question. The question is, you know, will our children become distracted from social media and come and make prayer? That is a habit, that is a practice that we really have to build in our children. We really have to do that. I'm going to go ahead and take this call because this person really wants to say something. And that's 706-627. Assalamu alaikum. Your microphone is open.
Wa alaikum assalam. It's Brother Muhammad from the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad, by the way, of Columbus, Georgia. And yes, you are so right. And that is why one of the things that Imam was guiding us back to by Allah's permission, when he made it clear, he said, even when I do speaking engagements, when I have different talks that I'm involved in, we're going to start getting back to prayer when it's time to prayer. And he started to break. So he was helping us to reestablish what we was losing, the pillars of al-Islam, the taqwa, not the taqwa, but the dhikr, to remember that we should not let anything make us deviate. Now, about 4 or 5 months ago, I even started suggesting to 360, you know, that everyone who really wants to know what Allah is blessing 360 to share with them, they will be more glad to get in accord with the protocol of the number one Islamic voice in America and around the world in some spots. And if we broke for that 12 minutes to have Salat presentation going on at that time, there will be great reward and guidance from Allah bestowed back upon us.
That's right.
And I had something change my mind. But now that you're talking about it today, it is a very good point that Allah is so merciful to us to remind us that it don't take much to deviate from the freedom that he has given us when he brought Imam Muhammad on board to teach us istihad, to be free thinkers, to be free to listen to only what Allah says in this final revelation, because it's that important. This Quran is so important to the human family, but especially to those who are Allah's servants and are responsible establishing this model way of life, that no other way of life on earth, that if Allah wanted to be Christianity, if he wanted to be Hinduism, if he wanted to be interested. He could have said, this is my favorite to you. This is the way. So when we learn how to free our mind to deal with the nature of creation and not let it influence us from our worship to Allah, the more broad our intelligence will get, the more humble our intelligence will get, the more unified our souls will get, etc. So
inshallah.
But
also the whole idea is, because I think the point that you're basically making is to be able to free ourselves from, you know, the technological advances that the human being makes, and to always take into consideration, you know, to free our minds and get back to, you know, what Allah created. That's the big challenge.
That's exactly what I'm saying. And we start off with prayer. Allah said the way
right.
to do this is prayer. If you want to know who I
right.
am and who my messenger is, who's in charge, he said establish prayer. I mean, regardless of what you're doing,
right.
establish prayer. You know,
let me ask you a question, brother. I'm glad that you made that statement, because that was a statement that used to always get me, established prayer. And, you know, we know that there is a requirement to make 5 prayers a day. But, you know, like, and if you're working and you're doing that, you know, how do you go about establishing prayer? Is that something, is that too complicated to answer
a question? No, I'm glad you say that. I have never been anywhere. I'm right in Georgia where I'm from. In 1984, I got the state of Georgia, not to interfere with Ramadan, the 2 years, and they made room for my children. See, now my children, my daughter is 4, my oldest daughter, they have never been denied prayer since Allah has left them to be on this earth. In all the schools in North Carolina, Georgia, Germany, my children were free. That makes a lot. The school provided a room for them, and that makes a lot, and provided the teacher to watch why they made a lot. It's all how well we believe in prayer. And Allah will answer us and protect our prayer. But we have to protect it out first. We got to establish it with our own free will. We got to want it.
Right.
Now, and I'm
right.
telling you again now, for 40-something years, my daughters, and my son, they like to grant him with the paradise, never and always had the opportunity to make prayer from kindergarten all the way up to graduation. And my 2 daughters who are now in college, you know, and my granddaughters that are in college, they still have the school respects their religion and gives them a place to make their prayer. Their Zuhr prayer, in most cases, it's mostly all the time Zuhr prayer.
I appreciate that, Brother Muhammad. I wish you would have pressed the phone a little earlier, because I did have some other questions I wanted to ask. But maybe next week, you know, we can really get into it, because, you know, and I'm just going to tell you, you know, for all of us, I think the question is going to be like, what do you do, you know, in between prayer, in between the prayers, you know, from Fajr to Dhuhr. Is there are you conscious of, you know, what it is that you're doing from Fajr to Dhuhr, and when, you know, whereas you don't let whatever it is that you're doing in between that time come in between to, and then when Dhuhr comes in, you know, is there some kind of procedure you have from Dhuhr to Asr, and then from Asr to Maghrib, and then from Maghrib to Isha? Is there some process that you have, or does yourself naturally tell you that, hey, help, it's time for prayer? But I only got a couple of minutes, so we can't address it, but I really would like to address that next week. So make sure that you come in a little early, Brother Muhammad, so we can discuss it, okay?
Well, if you got 30 seconds, I can give you the answer. One is exactly.
I don't have 30 seconds, bro. I don't have 30 seconds.
Okay, but we'll do it next week, okay?
Inshallah.
Allahu Akbar.
All right, thank you, bro.
All right.
All right, salam alaikum.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum as-salam.
Yeah, that was really good, Brother Muhammad. You know, he opened that up, and that's the question. You know, that's the whole idea about the upload life. Again, the upload life is advancements in human technology, and those advancements in human technology want us to participate in the upload life. But we have a creation that we was created by. Allah didn't create us to be so addicted to social media. Allah created us to give praise and glorification and to be appreciative for what He created for us. And that's the best to get the most blessing. That's the best way to appreciate, show appreciation to Allah, is to appreciate Allah and His creation, starting off with prayer, giving praise and glorification 5 times a day, to be consciously aware of that, and then, you know, to appreciate the things that the Creator has done for us and for our parents and those who have gone before us and those who are going to come behind us. Anyway, I'm going to take this time to play another PSA about community developmental stages.
Family, community, city, state, country, and more. Everything starts with you, the individual, you. What is the character of you? Are you a book? Can you be read? Join us every Friday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a wonderful hour of information being shared by you, with you, for you, the you in all of us. I am Martha Naila Abdullah, and I am your host for Community Developmental Stages. Again, every Friday evening from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Be there.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. So make sure that you tune in on Fridays. That's a very good program, Community Developmental Stages. I'd also like to encourage you to today at 10 o'clock from 10 to 1 to listen to A New Day for Al-Islam Community, A New Day Community Radio with Ibn Yaqub Islam, Reviving the Quran and Sunnah. That would be today, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, there is IWDM Radio today, 6 p.m. ABCs with Nazim Basha. That's 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's on IWDM Radio. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining me today. We pray that there was something that we may have said that may be of benefit and that has given us some growth and development as far as our understanding of social media. That is what we really try to do. Today at 10 o'clock or tomorrow, just let you know that tomorrow we're going to be doing Lives of the Prophets, and we've been talking about Musa. We did parts of Musa, and we're going to do some more parts of them, of the story. So tune in tomorrow at 8 a.m. where we do the Lives of the Prophets. So until then, I give you the greetings of peace, and I'm going to play this for you, which is another PSA.
God's peace be upon you. This is Muhammad Sharif. As we know, everything begins with the seed. Rain International is world leader in seed nutrition and the first to market seed-based products. Our flagship product is called Soul, S-O-U-L. The main ingredient is the black cumin seed. Here are a few reasons to drink Soul. Supports a healthy immune system. Give a body the boost to stay healthy and strong. Improve indigestion. Decrease infection. Remove inflammation and other benefits. This is an opportunity to improve your health and increase your wealth. Please call or text me at 914-434-375. Please join me in supporting CWSC, the Community-Wide Serial Conference, and AM360 in remaking the world into a better place. We support the 50-year human family planning and look forward to doing business with you. Our website, is raininternational.com. We are available at any time. Please call this number, 914-434-3275. Thank you.